Part 1. Listening. You will hear five different people talking about their experiences while being in Moscow. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list of events, F. There is one extra letter you do not need to use. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 30 seconds to read the task. Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
Last night, when we were passing by the Cathedral of, what's its name? Oh, yes, Christ the Savior. We were really impressed, not only by its appearance, which was beautiful. There was a huge crowd of people standing around waiting. And we were lucky enough to join them when, after a few minutes, a concert started. The music was divine. The musicians played some classical and some, I guess, spiritual music. And the whole event was dedicated to Moscow's Jubilee.
Speaker 2.
Last time I was in Moscow, it was early in July. It was rather warm, very much like in my country. I liked Moscow and the Moscovites and had a great time here. I made some new friends. They're students too. Very nice guys. I promised to come in winter for the Christmas holidays, and here I am. But the weather is awful. I have to wear a warm coat and I don't like it. Last night, my Russian friends took me to the Vorobyova Hills. They wanted to go to Red Square at first, but I refused. I don't fancy crowds, you know.
Speaker 3.
When we arrived in Moscow last May, the first thing that caught my eye was the fact that people in the street were wearing those striped ribbons. I guess they were black and orange. Yes, I'm sure they were black and orange. And those ribbons were everywhere, fixed to people's clothes, handbags, even cars. We asked each other what they were for, but nobody knew. Then, when the guide came, she explained that it was a new tradition and told us the whole story. It's amazing.
Speaker 4.
I must say that the day was great. The weather was great and the food was great, too. It was a real holiday. As it's my first year at the university, I haven't had a party like that before. First, the rector came with a huge bowl of some hot drink and started to give it out to the students. I really enjoyed it. Unusual, but quite good. It was followed by pancakes and some pies. Then there was music and dances, and we laughed a lot.
Speaker 5.
What really impressed me in Moscow was the Orthodox festival in Kolomenskaya. Oh, I can't forget those delicious pancakes. They call them blini, with a lot of butter and sour cream. Not good for your health, though, but I couldn't resist them. And the events, of course. It was as if I was taken back a few centuries into the past. All those bears, puppets and snow forts, people wearing national clothes, and a huge straw doll. They burnt it in the end. These celebrations are usually held in the towns.
You have 20 seconds to do the task. Now listen to the text again. Speaker 1.
Last night, when we were passing by the Cathedral of, what's its name? Oh, yes, Christ the Savior. We were really impressed, not only by its appearance, which was beautiful. There was a huge crowd of people standing around waiting, and we were lucky enough to join them when, after a few minutes, a concert started. The music was divine. The musicians played some classical and some, I guess, spiritual music. And the whole event was dedicated to Moscow's Jubilee.
Speaker 2.
Last time I was in Moscow, it was early in July. It was rather warm, very much like in my country. I liked Moscow and the Moscovites and had a great time here. I made some new friends. They're students too. Very nice guys. I promised to come in winter for the Christmas holidays, and here I am. But the weather is awful. I have to wear a warm coat and I don't like it. Last night, my Russian friends took me to the Vorobyova Hills. They wanted to go to Red Square at first, but I refused. I don't fancy crowds, you know.
Speaker 3.
When we arrived in Moscow last May, the first thing that caught my eye was the fact that people in the street were wearing those striped ribbons. I guess they were black and orange. Yes, I'm sure they were black and orange. And those ribbons were everywhere. Fixed to people's clothes, handbags, even cars. We asked each other what they were for, but nobody knew. Then, when the guide came, she explained that it was a new tradition and told us the whole story. It's amazing.
Speaker 4.
I must say that the day was great. The weather was great and the food was great too. It was a real holiday. As it's my first year at the university, I haven't had a party like that before. First, the rector came with a huge bowl of some hot drink and started to give it out to the students. I really enjoyed it. Unusual, but quite good. It was followed by pancakes and some pies. Then there was music and dances, and we laughed a lot.
Speaker 5.
What really impressed me in Moscow was the Orthodox festival in Kolomenskaya. Oh, I can't forget those delicious pancakes. They call them blini, with a lot of butter and sour cream. Not good for your health, though, but I couldn't resist them. And the events, of course. It was as if I was taken back a few centuries into the past. All those bears, puppets and snow forts, people wearing national clothes, and a huge straw doll. They burnt it in the end. These celebrations are usually held in the towns.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. This is the end of part 1.